Hey friends, I am so happy you're here. I'm Annie, your host, and welcome to the Let's Get Uncomfy podcast, where I'm right here next to you navigating this crazy, beautiful journey called life. And if I've learned one thing over the years of pivoting my life from military officer to entrepreneur and business owner to content creator and world traveler, it's that we all go through ups and downs. Maybe you're going through some shit right now, or maybe you're living your best life. Either way, I found this journey through life to be one of tremendous discovery about myself and what I want out of it, but also how the world works and how that affects me. I also know that getting uncomfy and following the heart tugs has always led me in the right direction. So I want you to know that you're not alone on this roller coaster of life. I'm figuring it out and bringing you along with me. So hang on, we're gonna dig deep and dive in. Let's get uncomfy. What is up, you guys? It's Annie and we are back. Wow. Happy 2023. It's absolutely crazy that 2022 is over and done with, and my mind is blown. I know that I'm not alone in thinking like that it just started yesterday. So very strange. But I made a, you know, air quotes resolution that I wanted to show up on the podcast this year, and I wanted to try, and I wanted to be vulnerable with you guys and cultivate this audience and give you guys a little bit more love, because it is an outlet for me. But I also know how many of you guys have reached out to me saying how much you've missed the podcast, and hopefully you can understand that life is crazy and it honestly just wasn't my priority in 2022. I was scrolling on like the page on Spotify, just seeing like previous episodes I've done. And it's crazy that only like, I don't even know, 10 episodes ago was my 2021 recap. So I decided, in good old fashion of starting off a new year, I was going to do a top 10 takeaways from 2022, because we are starting a new year, and I want to do this thing that I actually learned from David Goggins. I was listening to a podcast this morning, and he talked about it, and so I was like, okay, let me do this as well. And it's something that I think I instinctively do all the time, but I wanted to share it with you guys. And it's called a living autopsy, okay? So the idea is that when we die, they do an autopsy to figure out why we died, right? All the time. That is very common, very normal. And he brought up the fact of like, why do we wait until we're dead to figure out what's killing us? Why not, as we're living, as we're alive, you know, whether it's monthly or weekly or yearly, do a living autopsy on ourselves to figure out what's going right, what's going wrong, how, what can we improve? How am I feeling? You know, really dig deep and do that self analyzation, gosh, words are hard, but do a little bit of self-analyzation to figure out where we can go next. I think me personally, when a new year starts, it's very common for people to, you know, make goals, make resolutions, you know, think that, oh, we're turning over a new page, which we are. And I love that idea. This year for me, however, I don't know why, but it's been very difficult for me to suckles. Like, I don't know why. Typically in the past, I've always been a very goal-oriented person, and I don't know why, but it has been like pulling teeth and hairs to get myself to write goals. And I thought about it and I realized it's because I haven't been living a goal-oriented life in the last 2 years specifically, honestly. And for a second, I like felt bad about that. And I kind of was in this like, oh my God, what the fuck moment of like, who am I? What am I doing? You know, why haven't I been goal oriented? And then I stepped back and I realized like, you know what, like it makes sense that it's a little hard for me to write down goals because I haven't been practicing that. I haven't been practicing it. I haven't been following through with it. I haven't been showing up for myself in a goal-oriented way. So of course now when I sit down to write goals, you know, subconsciously my mind is like, well, why? Like, you haven't followed through on other goals the last year. Why would you start that now? And that's kind of what I'm dealing with personally right now. I don't know if anybody else is in that same boat, but I want to, and I'm craving more structure. I'm craving more goals in my life. I'm craving growth in a very quantitative way, something that I really haven't seen in the past 2 years. And I think through COVID and, you know, the aftermath of COVID and everything like that, I feel like that's very normal. I feel like so many of our lives changed in the last few years. And it's okay if you're on the same page as me of like, gosh, who am I and what am I doing? And like 2 years ago, I was completely different. Well, same girl, you know, but I think the biggest thing to remember is that if it's not a habit we've been practicing, that's why it's hard. Okay. So that was part of my little living autopsy moment that I had when I was like, all right, well, I want to start getting back into that habit. For me, honestly, I look back at the goals I set for 2022 and I achieved one of them, which was one of the goals was to travel to 10 countries. And I actually overshot that, or I over succeeded that. I don't know what the word I guess would be. I surpassed that and I hit 15 countries this year, which was crazy and amazing. And honestly, such a crazy, beautiful year. But then I look at all the other goals I set and I'm like, I didn't really follow through on those. And so that kind of like makes me sit here and think about it and think about the kind of year I had in 2022. And I realized that just because I didn't write the words down in January of last year doesn't mean that I didn't accomplish anything looking back on the year. 2022 was a beautiful, different, crazy up and down year for me, but it's not that I didn't experience growth. It was just a different type of growth. And so I need to be okay with that because I need to be okay with the different seasons that my life is going to inevitably have. And so anyway, let's get into this, you know, takeaways from 2022. This is all kind of a part of my living autopsy, if you will. And so I encourage you guys, if this resonates with you, to do it for yourself. Go through your year and kind of, you know, dissect it a little bit and look at your low moments, look at your high moments, look at your boring moments, look at your amazing memories. And, you know, what do you want more of? What do you want less of? How do you want to be defined? You know, what do you want your life to be about? I think it's so important to have these moments of like reflection, because if we don't, you're kind of just like, you know, moseying through life. And I'm not sure, you know, if you don't have a plan or you don't have a path, where are you going to end up? You know, I think it's okay to follow a go with the flow mentality for a little bit. But I mean, I think if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably similar to me in that having a sense of direction, it feels good, right? So I'm going to kind of go through my year and analyze 2022. These are also kind of lessons that I wanted to share with you guys, lessons that I've learned. And so we're going to jump in with number one takeaway is evolving is hard, okay? And what I'm going to say about this one right here is that kind of what I've been talking about is I'm a completely different person than I was when I started this podcast in 2020, I guess even like the end of 2019. My life revolved around building a business. I think I was in the military at the time. Maybe I just had gotten out of the military, but I was very structured in how I led my day. I was bikini prepping. I guess this was after my bikini competition. I was very structured in like how I showed up and how I worked my business, very goal oriented, very money driven, very like success driven. And success on paper driven. And that's not to say that any of that is bad. However, now when I look at like who I am today, it doesn't look like any of that. And so as I've evolved, it's been really hard for me, especially with a platform like a podcast and with Instagram. It's been really difficult for me because I feel like a lot of the people who started to follow me around that time now expect the same thing from me. And I think that's been a reason why I've been less present on social media. I don't know if anybody's noticed, maybe not, but I definitely struggled with like how to show up, because as I'm evolving, I'm not even sure like who I am. I'm still discovering myself and figuring myself out. And it's been really weird for me to be like, oh God, I'm expected to show up this way, but I don't feel aligned with that in any way. you know? So I've just had this realization that like evolving is hard, and it's something that like we all want to do. We all strive for, right? Is evolving and growth and, you know, improvement, but it is very, very hard, especially when you're evolving from the person that you used to be. For anybody out there who's left a job, left a spouse, left a, you know, a significant partner, left a city, you know, and you started to redefine yourself, it's hard. It's very, very hard because you're trying to figure yourself out. So you're like, how do I show up? Like, how do I be? What do I do with my hands? and so it's a hard place to be, but it's a really great place to be, because I think all of those questions also lead us to the discovery of the answers. Whereas if you were just, you know, staying in that one identity, you're not going to find out all those answers, right? And so I'm in that process right now. It's hard. It's difficult. It's uncomfy, but I'm in it. I'm going to continue to share it with you guys. And hopefully if you're in your evolving journey as well, you can kind of resonate with that a little bit. Number two is, just because you didn't achieve the goals you wrote down at the beginning of 2022 doesn't mean 2022 was a waste. So I kind of touched on this actually before we even started, but this is like a huge takeaway from the past year. Like I said, I didn't achieve many of the goals I wrote down in January a year ago, but I did surpass one goal significantly, and I'm really proud of that. Honestly, I look back at this year and it was definitely dedicated to lots of travel, a lot of interpersonal relationships, the relationship I have with myself, the relationship I have with my partner, with Flo, you know, and it's been very interesting. I feel like an interesting year, but I would not say it was a bad year. I feel like I see people on social media saying like, oh, thank God 2022 is over with. I'm done with it. I'm on to the next one. But like, I don't feel that way. I feel like it was a lot of growth. It was a different type of year, but I don't think it was a waste. And hopefully you guys can look back on your year and think the same thing, just because it didn't go the way you planned, or maybe it, you know, kind of like me, maybe it didn't go the way you planned in many things, but in one thing, it went like way above and beyond, right? You can't complain about that, right? It is just a different sort of success. And just because you see success in a way you didn't plan doesn't mean it's not success. You know what I mean? And so I just encourage you guys to do something that I'm doing right now, is just kind of look and find the moments that you are so grateful for and that you, you know, cherish. I definitely got a lot closer with friends this year in Dallas. I have a core group of friends that I'm so grateful for, that I'm going to touch on actually a little bit later. I survived, I thrived through an entire year with my boyfriend, with Florian. And that was amazing. I'm going to touch on that as well. I went through my first full year as a homeowner, which was difficult and crazy and messy, but learned a lot. So, you know, there are things that you can take away from the year. So I just encourage you guys, just because it didn't go the way you wanted it to go doesn't mean that it was a waste. Okay. All right. Number three is, relationships take effort. Woo. I mean, I think this is like obviously something we all know to be true, but I want to share something with you guys because it's kind of a sentiment that I've been feeling, and I just wanted to touch on it for a little bit, and it's definitely a takeaway from this year for me. I feel like this year definitely heavily had a focus on my relationship, and I'm not going to delve into too much detail or, you know, whatever, but there were definitely some low times, there were definitely some high times, there were definitely some, you know, times in between, but what I realized when it comes to relationships is that it takes choosing it every single day. And I know I see all these like Pinteresty quote things and whatever, and cute sounds, trending sounds with cute couples on Instagram and TikTok and all that stuff, right? But like really, really, relationships are dirty. They're messy. They're so real that at times it can feel like, oh my God, this isn't it, right? And I've definitely had those moments in this year with Flo, and not that he's not my person, but it's like when someone sees you for really what you are, and especially when you aren't proud of it, like it can feel like something that you want to run away from. Or the opposite, when you see someone in a way that you didn't think that they could be, you didn't ever expect for them to act a certain way or be a certain way, it can feel like something like, oh my God, this is something I need to run away from. This isn't it. But, you know, we have to remember, and what I've realized is that we're all humans. Like, we're all humans. And at the core of it, if you're with somebody who you can sit down and say, like, we love each other through and through, no matter what. We've seen each other at some really low times. We've seen each other at high times. And we're still choosing each other. If you can say that, then I think that is so important. Because you're going to have all the in-between moments, and you're going to have times where you're not perfect. You're going to have times when they're not perfect. And you're going to have to realize, like, that you need to still choose them. You, I mean, I guess you don't need to, but if you want to be with them, you're going to have to choose that and say and forgive and work through things and compromise and sacrifice and be there for them when it might be a lot easier just to be there for yourself. I've realized this year that in previous relationships, I've definitely been somebody who runs away from things, which is, wow, that's hard to like admit or even put out there in the world. But this year I have been really challenged in my relationship to stay and to sit with somebody in some dark times and to be okay with that and to love that and to love them for that and all of the things in between. So, I don't know. I really learned this year that relationships take effort. If you really want them to work, if you really love the person, it's worth the effort. Because I've also, you know, despite all that, I have never felt more like seen and heard and appreciated and loved for like all my ugly sides, all my beautiful sides too, than I do with my current partner. And like, that just feels so good. So anyway, moving on, number four, being homesick is a blessing. Okay, so this is funny because I've never really gotten homesick before. I've done a lot of traveling and I've never like been like, wow, I want to go home. And that's what happened this year. That's actually what ended our travels. We ended with Paris in like end of September or beginning of October, I believe. And the thing is like at the time I was kind of annoyed with myself for being homesick. I was like, why am I feeling this way? Like, I shouldn't feel this way. I'm a traveler. Like, that's what I'm doing. I plan to be gone for the rest of the year, which I did. But I also kind of looked at the flip side of things and was like, wow, it's so beautiful that I'm craving my home that I just created as my home. Like, so I just bought this home in November of 2021. So it just hit about a year of ownership. I just moved to Dallas now 2 years ago, exactly pretty much 2 years ago. So it's not like this is like where I grew up and like all my family's here, but I've really made Dallas and this place my home, and I missed it. I missed waking up in the same bed every day. I missed, you know, going to my gym. I missed hanging out with my friends and being at events and going to things and being with people that knew me and loved me and wanted to spend time with me. I missed Gibson. I'm actually recording this podcast sitting in my bed because it was the best like insulated area for sound. And he's sitting at my feet and he is just so amazing. Gosh, I missed him so much when I was gone. And so I just realized that like when you miss things, it just reminds me how grateful I should be for those things on the daily. And so that is just a huge reminder for me because I've never experienced that. And so it's kind of cool to experience it and realize like, wow, I missed the things that I built, that I created only a few short years ago. Okay. Number five is that there are seasons to life and to be okay with the transitions. And this is kind of a reoccurring theme, I feel like, in the last few years of my life. But this year specifically, I feel like I was in a lot of transition. A lot of moments where I was like, all right, this season's over, but I'm not yet in the next season. So like, where does that leave me? And it's uncomfortable to not know where you are or to not know what season you're in or what your purpose is. Does anybody feel me? Like, please let me know if you do. But there are so many seasons to life, and I think we get caught up in the different seasons, but we forget about the transition to the different seasons, because those are the hard moments. I think those are the moments of like lack of clarity and confusion and like lack of identity. And it's hard to be stuck in that or to feel stuck in that, I guess. I feel like a lot of this year was sitting in a moment of transition, and I just learned to be okay with that. I learned to accept where I am and learning to, I'm still learning to love it, you know, as I'm transitioning into a new season, which is this year. And I'm going to kind of talk about, you know, goals I have for this year and how I want to show up and the changes I want to make. But, you know, before you enter a season is the transition. And I don't know if anybody knows what I mean by that, but, you know, be okay with those transitional moments where not everything makes sense, because that just means you're in for a new season, you're in for a change, you're in for, you know, some growth. Number five is life goes fast. Make the most of what you have in front of you. I think we get so caught up in what we don't have or what we used to have or how, you know, how life used to look or, you know, what we want or the goals, right? Like, I used to get so caught up in goals that I wouldn't be living in the moment. I would just be like, okay, well, you know, when this happens, I'm going to be happy. When this happens, I'm going to feel so good about myself. When this happens, I'll be successful, right? And I've realized this year that, like, so life happens so fast. Like, I seriously can't believe I'm 27 and almost 28. Like, that is insane to me. I really feel like I'm, like, still 23 or 22, and I'm not. And so I'm, like, cringing at the feeling that I'm approaching 30, and I don't feel like I've done what I wanted to do, which I feel like is such a cliche thing to say, but it's so true that life moves fast and we're always waiting for the next thing. We're always anticipating the next thing, or, like, you know, romanticizing the past or memories, right? And I just am trying to live in the moment. I think this year was a big realization for me of living in the moment. I did a lot of that, especially while traveling, of just being in the moment and just like being where I am, being present. That has been such an important thing for me this year. So I don't know. And the older I get, the more people around me are losing loved ones, or I myself are losing loved ones. And it's just crazy to see life end and the realization that that's going to happen one day to us, to everyone, right? And like, what do you want to do with your time now? Like, all we have is right now. All we have is today, like this moment. What are you going to do with it? And that's one thing I really want to take into 2023 is the realization that, like, okay, yeah, sure, I can set a goal for the whole entire year, but really what matters is how I handle today. What am I going to do today to be where I want to be a year from now, 6 months from now, 6 years from now? And I think that's really important to remember, is that it's all going to pass so fast and time flies and all that sort of stuff. But like, what are you going to do with what you have right in front of you? This moment, the people you have in your life, the things you have in your life, the opportunities you have right in front of you, the beauty you have right in front of your eyes. Like, what are you going to do with that? You know? All right. Number seven is, it's easy to spend money, but be mindful that money can't buy happiness. So true. I think one of the biggest things this year that I realized is just like that happiness can't be bought. With having a lot of success early in life, I think I got kind of carried away with like spending money and buying things and like thinking that would make me it's not like I was buying things to like fulfill something for myself, but it was just really easy to buy things when I was making money, when I was making a lot of money. And think like, wow, like, oh, this is so exciting, or I feel so, you know, excited about this. I remember, you know, buying so many like designer label stuff and like feeling really excited and proud to wear that sort of stuff or to have that. And now this year, I'm like, one of the moments I'm thinking about right now is literally like in the back of the camper van we rented and drove around Europe, and just sitting there and looking at the mountains of Switzerland and the green grass and like the cows that were out, and like just sitting there and like breathing in the air and like, I remember feeling so peaceful and so content and so just like, wow, this is a beautiful world I exist in. Like, it's crazy that I get to exist right here in front of this view and then I'm here. And like, so again, I don't know. It's just that like, appreciate the small things in life, I guess. And you know, what you have in front of you, similar to the number six. Number eight is it's important to have friends who call you out. So backstory on this is that I had an incident this year where my friends kind of honestly like called me out. And my initial reaction was like filled with so much embarrassment and like defensiveness and like shame and like I was mad almost. I was mad, like, how could, you know, they call me out on this? How could they say this about me? Like, what the fuck? You know, really defensive. And then I sat with it and I was like, all right, you know what? I have to be a big girl about this, because the fact that I have friends who, instead of just being like, you know, schluffing it off and being like, meh, okay, well, we don't know her that well, so like, obviously we can't say anything. Or friends that are just like, oh, well, if, you know, she did something that we don't approve of, oh, well, we'll just cut her off. You know what I mean? The fact that I meant enough to someone to have an uncomfortable conversation with about my behavior means that I matter to them, or my relationship matters to them, and that matters to me. And so I kind of had to have this grown-up moment where I was like, damn, like, that's really cool that I have friends like that. I have a handful of friends I'm thinking of right now that will call me out on my shit, but it's never been so as uncomfortable as this instance was. And I can honestly say that I grew so much from it. I really, especially with this specific situation, I'm not going to get into the details. If you guys want the deets, or maybe this is episode worthy, I don't know. Maybe I can go into it, but I just realized, like, when someone calls you out, especially in like a way that is in your best interest, that's a person you want in your life, at least in my opinion. Like, I want someone who can be real with me and doesn't sugarcoat things and tells me, you know, when I'm acting out or doing too much or whatever, right? Like, I want someone who cares for me in that way. And so I really took that uncomfortable situation, and looking back at it now, like, even in the moment I was so embarrassed and I hated it and I was just like, it was terrible, but now looking back at it, I'm like, that was really important, because I've grown from that experience so much that it's really important to me that I have a friend like that, you know. Number nine is finding yourself also means meeting the dark sides of yourself. And this kind of relates to what I just talking about, but really it means like, it's okay that we all have sides to ourselves that we are not proud of. Like, we are all, I'm not proud of everything that I am, but in this self-discovery process, I have met and discovered things within myself that don't make me proud, don't make me excited, don't make me want to like scream them from the rooftops. But in meeting those sides of yourself, you get to fully understand yourself a little bit better. But then also, it's kind of like this living autopsy thing. It's realizing those things of yourself and realizing like, what do you want to change? How do you want to be? Do you want that to define you? Do you want those sides of you to come out? Or do you want to work on those things? Like, so when I kind of had this moment of being called out with my friend, it really put me in touch with this dark side of myself that I was not proud of. And in meeting that side of myself and really like coming face to face with that, it challenged me to say like, am I going to just sit here and be okay with that? Or am I going to do something about it? And so I think if you're brave enough to really go on a self-discovery journey, you're going to learn and discover things about yourself that you don't love, but I think that's okay. So it's nothing to be ashamed about. It's nothing to, you know, be down on yourself about, but instead I think it's something to be proud of, because you went that far in this self-discovery. You found that part of yourself and you're eye to eye with it, and now you get to do something about it. And number 10, don't get complacent. It's easy to get into bad habits and it's hard to corrupt them after too much time. This is pretty self-explanatory, honestly. The year of 2022, I definitely let my good habits kind of fall to the wayside. with traveling and just not having as much structure in my life, I honestly am finding myself in a position right now where I'm like, all right, time to get back in these good habits. And it's hard. It's hard to get back into a good habit after you haven't practiced it for a while. So if you are there with me and it's the beginning of 2023 and you're wanting to build good habits and you're finding it difficult, it's okay. What I'm doing personally is every single day, I am going to have three things that I want to create habits around, three things I'm going to be consistent with. Like for me, it's my morning routine, my workouts, and something else that's like business oriented, growth oriented, that sort of thing. So if I can go to sleep at the end of the day and I've done those three things, I can at least know that I'm working on those habits. It's not easy, but it's worth it. So anyway, guys, thanks for sticking in with me on this top 10 takeaways of 2022. Let's head into 2023 with growth and a positive mindset. I love you guys.
That is all I've got for you today, friends. If this resonated with you or someone you know might enjoy it, go ahead and share it on social media or within your own circle. And if you want to be extra amazing, take a second to rate and review this podcast on whatever platform you're listening from. It would mean the world to me. Anyway, I can't wait to get uncomfy with you next time, but until then, please go out and get uncomfy without me. You got this.